Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Tuesday, December 3rd. I'm Michael Calhoun, our top local story, with St. Louis County Executive announcing his pick to replace the outgoing prosecuting attorney, Wesley Bell. Where does the county council stand concerning the legal fight ahead?
St. Louis County Executive Dr. Sam Page has announced Court Van Ostrin as his choice to replace prosecuting attorney, Wesley Bell. While Attorney General Andrew Bailey has sued to try to block County Executive Sam Page from making a nomination, St. Louis County Councilwoman Shalonda Webb says they will move forward with the process until a court tells them to stop.
The council will do its responsibility. We understand and we respect that there's currently some legal action being taken, and we will move accordingly. But we will take our responsibility very seriously.
On the opposite side of the aisle, Republican councilmen Dennis Hancock and Mark Harder both said that the appointment was premature because Wesley Bell is technically not resigned from his position as prosecuting attorney yet. In St. Louis County, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A statement from Governor Parson's spokesman says, quote, "We remain confident in our legal authority to name this appointment and look forward to the courts affirming our position." Preparations are well underway to begin phase two of the Improve I-70 project, which will add a third lane to the interstate highway between Warrenton and Wentzville. Program Director Eric Kapinski tells Missourinet actual construction on I-70 between the two cities will begin next spring, weather pending.
Yes, the team that was awarded just a couple weeks ago has already hit the ground running with a lot of design work and some utility coordination work. Some early outreach to emergency responders.
Also, public hearings most likely in March to let people know what to expect when work finally begins. The proposed Metrolink Green Line would run along Jefferson Avenue from Natural Bridge to Chippewa. Talby Roach, the president and CEO of Bi-State Development, says they're having open houses to hear more from the public.
We've already had over 40 public meetings about this project, and we'll continue to have more. But this is really about Green Line open houses that we're going to have. One tonight between 5 to 7 at the Polish Heritage Center on 20th Street. Another one tomorrow night at the German Cultural Society. And be sure that we're listening to everybody along the line.
The engineering team will be at the open houses. Roach says they're still in design phase and pricing it out, but are estimating the cost at about $1 billion.
A KMOX follow-up.
A deadline looms in Illinois for final recommendations to be sent to the governor for stronger warehouse safety standards. A state task force held the final quarterly meeting ahead of the three-year anniversary of the tornado that killed six Amazon warehouse workers in Edwardsville. Democrat State Rep. Katie Stewart made a motion to require tornado shelters in warehouse buildings.
Let's just remember, we're not debating a piece of legislation here. We're debating a recommendation, which is going to get much more of a process of drilling down into the details.
Republican State Rep. Jeff Kiker voted against her motion, wanting to lump in schools and not scare away big business.
If we make it too onerous, we are not going to get to the point where people are safe. We're going to get to the point where companies are leaving the state of Illinois instead of having job creators, private profit-making companies, locate in Illinois.
Covering St. Louis City Hall.
The city of St. Louis could create and issue a new government ID for all residents. What would it do?
You usually need a government-issued photo ID to get a job, to apply for an apartment, sometimes even cash a check. And we've noticed that there's a real need here in the city.
Alderwoman Daniela Velasquez says that what it would not do is allow an individual to vote by alcohol or grant citizenship status. An update on that E. coli outbreak in St. Louis County. The county health department says it is nearing completion of its investigation, possibly linked to multiple events catered by or hosted at Andre's Banquets and Catering.
Now, KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer.
The outbreak is associated with 115 cases, including 13 hospitalizations.
St. Louis County Health officials now say genetic testing has confirmed 25 cases linked to Andre's through whole genome sequencing and has now connected the outbreak with cases in at least six other states. Local health officials say at this time, the genetic data and food histories continue to suggest leafy greens as an exposure factor, even though earlier testing by Missouri health officials came back negative for E. coli from the salad provided by Andre's. Andre's owners, meanwhile, continue to say it was unfair for health officials to name Andre's before their lettuce was tested and before the investigation was complete. They say they look forward to St. Louis County finishing its work and finding the source of the local outbreak. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
The state of Missouri is set tonight to execute a man convicted of the rape and strangulation of a fourth-grade girl. 49-year-old Christopher Collings abducted 9-year-old Rowan Ford, raped her, strangled her with chicken wire, and then threw her into a sinkhole in a rural town in southwest Missouri. The U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way for tonight's execution.
Covering Jeffco.
Charlie Brown is under arrest for stealing an Emo's pizza.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Department says a 19-year-old named Charlie Brown and a 28-year-old Gregory Allen lured a pizza driver to a mobile home in Imperial. The probable cause statement says Brown tried to take the pizza, but the driver held on, saying he'd have to pay for it first. Then Brown said, quote, "I'll slide your life and take the rest of your stuff," close quote. He used another word in place of stuff. The pizza delivery guy believed Allen was armed, so he let the pizza go, and the two ran off. Police got there, followed snowy footprints to a nearby backyard to a home where they found the duo and the pizza. Bond is set at $500,000. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
This year, legal cannabis in Missouri generated three times the tax revenue that state officials had expected. Bo Whitney, chief economist for a cannabis and hemp business economic research firm in Portland, Oregon, says states should not rely too much on cannabis tax revenue.
Because it eventually will level off or even go down. Like this being experienced in such places as Colorado, Michigan, Oregon.
Well, how high should a prospective teacher's own GPA be before they can hand out grades to students? The Missouri State Board of Education is publishing a notice of a rules change coming next summer to lower the requirements for new teachers. Right now, they have to have a 3.0 grade point average in the specific subject area they want to get certified to teach in. And this proposal would lower that to a 2.5 GPA for the teacher's own college work. The board says that districts are having trouble finding new teachers, especially for STEM subjects. They've got to find teachers that have a 3.0 or up. So with us right now to break this down is Chris Gaines, the CEO of Education Plus here in the St. Louis area. Thank you so much, Dr. Gaines.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get into the GPA question, I'm curious, are districts in the St. Louis area having trouble finding these teachers for science, technology, engineering, and math?
Well, definitely, I would say so, but not just those, kind of all teachers in general. You know, I think we've seen some media reporting that some districts have brought in teachers from out of the country to help fill some teaching vacancies. So it is certainly a problem across all grade levels and subject areas. In the region and across Missouri and the nation as well.
What do you make of this proposal that's been passed by the State Board of Education?
Well, I think the Blue Ribbon Commission that DESE had a couple of years ago put forth some recommendations to try to help alleviate the teacher shortage. So as a policy or standard setting body, I think they're trying to use the levers that they have to help fill that shortage. But even though they are proposing this reduction in GPA, teachers still have to pass subject area competency tests to receive their certifications.
But just going to ask if teachers or if parents should be concerned about the quality of instruction, or if the state has another way to make sure the teachers are proficient.
I think it's up to local school districts to ensure the quality of the teachers that they employ. I think it's the state's job to help districts help with the pipeline of teachers available, but individual school districts are still selecting teachers and retaining them based on their performance.
And the board does cite some research. They don't give the source of the methodology, but in this news release, the Board of Education says that a researcher evaluated more than 1,000 teacher candidates and didn't find a statistical difference between those with a content area GPA of 2.75 and those with a 3.0. Does that add up to you?
Probably so, because, teaching in middle school or high school, you're certainly teaching lower level content than what you're going to take in college. And I started out as a math teacher, and I had a lot of math in college that I never used as a math teacher.
And just something else that's related but kind of a different issue, we've heard about retention of teachers in the classroom being a challenge as well. Is that still something districts are grappling with once they get the teachers in, convincing them to stay?
I think it really varies by district. Some districts have very little turnover. Others have had a little bit more, especially those with lower salaries.
Well, anything else about this, especially when it comes to STEM teachers and this GPA issue? Anything else I haven't asked about that you want to make sure is important that we touch on?
I think it's important for people to understand that being an educator is a noble profession, and we need really good people to be working with the kids that we serve in school districts across the region. And we would certainly encourage those who enjoy working with children, whether that be a volunteer pathways or through scouting, that maybe they should consider education as a career.
Well, Chris Gaines is the CEO of Education Plus. You've known them for a long time as Cooperating School District, CSD, kind of the convening point for schools in the St. Louis area. Thank you so much, Dr. Gaines. We appreciate talking with you on KMOX.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.